Highlights from last week's high school football coverage. Pella took on Wittersett. You heard it on 92.1 KRLS with Andrew Schneider and Randy Sikkema.
Third and goal from inside the one. Hand off to Cody Heisman, and he's in untouched. A big man touchdown. Six for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella. Cody Heisman, the one-yard score. First and goal, Pella. And now Mace to pass on first and goal. Rolls to his left.
Throw
it. At a time. Throws to the end zone. That pass.
He caught it. He caught it.
Six for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella. Josh Warner right at the goal line. Took a huge hit.
What hands. Holy cow, what a great catch by Warner.
A lot of options for
Heisman,
Pella.
Heisman in the backfield.
He's got two carries and a touchdown.
Under center, double tights.
And the handoff goes to DeYoung. Heisman, big lead block. DeYoung is in.
Follow 50 to the end zone. Nice job, Nick DeYoung.
Six for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella, as Nick DeYoung plunges his way in from 8 yards out. Rumble in front of us. Man in motion across the formation, looking to pass on fourth down, going to the end zone, and it is incomplete. The pass was short. They were looking for the tight end. It appeared to be Christian Baker, and Kleemeyer never got enough on the throw. It was 2 yards short of him, incomplete.
Final score, Pella 21, Wittersett 7. Pella Christian hosted Panorama, and you heard it live on KLIAKRLS.com. KRLS 2 with Trevor Castle and J.D. Bohr.
They can get a first down at the 2. Cack takes a snap, lobs it towards the near back corner. Mulder makes the catch. Flag flies. Caught! Touchdown, Eagles! With the defender draped all over him, Eric Mulder hauls in an 8-yard touchdown catch on 4th and 6.
Wow.
Rich Kakmarinski says, I ain't punting here either.
Let's go.
4th and 5, and the offense is on the field for Pella Christian at their own 47-yard line. Left to right with a 7-6 lead. Kak takes a snap, rolls to the right. This is a run, trying to get around the edge. He's at the 50, holding on tight, turns it upfield to the 48, and it looks, JD, like he's got the first down.
The marker is at the 52, and they're spotting that ball at the 52-yard line.
Second and 8, and Walker rolls right, throws right, underthrown and intercepted. Pella Christian comes up with the first turnover of the game. Now the snap to Walker, heaves it up down the seam, and it's into double coverage, intercepted again, and it's Cody Boonder again on the tip drill with his second INT of the game. And here's Walker, quarterback draw straight ahead inside the 10, lost the football, and Pella Christian recovers in the end zone. Walker lost it at the 5. It rolled all the way to the middle of the end zone, and PC recovers.
Final score, Pella Christian 21, Panorama 19. It was PCM's 2020 debut in the postseason, and the Mustangs unleashed a can on Sadell. And we're only going to give you the first half highlights because, frankly, it would be just mean to Sadell to go any further. You heard it on KLIAKRLS.com, KRLS 3 with Colton Emsweiler and Jeff Lindsay.
Tries to go for a hard count, doesn't work, but now there's the pat, and now the pass is going to be intercepted right out of the hands of the receiver. He's at the 10-5 touchdown, PCM, pick 6 already. Number 19, that's Justin Maggard with a pick 6. Just 18 seconds into the game, 6-0 PCM. As Roberts on the near hash takes the snap. Perfect snap right at his waist level. And now it's going to be intercepted again. And he's going to be tackled as soon as he gets it. Body slammed to the turf. See if there's a flag that'll come out after that. But an interception on the play. Looks like
number 2, Caden Hale.
Caden Hale with the interception. The second one in as many offensive possessions for the Mustangs. Two runners in the back. It's going to be a handoff to Burns, who's going to run up the middle, breaks a couple of tackles, now tries to break off to the near side, and he's got a couple of blockers with him. He's at the 10, the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown and an absolutely great block along the way. And the guy who's getting the block is getting all the love from his teammates on the sideline as Sage Burns gets into the end zone, and it's 13-0. Now he's going to look to throw to the far side, and it's intercepted once again, and he is gone. This is Andrew Mitchell, number 31. Third interception for Roberts. Second pick 6 for the Mustangs. Touchdown! Your score, 19-0. 7.5 remaining here in the opening quarter. As now Roberts going to roll to the near side, and then he's going to throw, sort of dump it off, and it's intercepted once again. The fourth interception of the day for Judd Roberts, and this is on the reception. This is Gatlin Bell, excuse me. And he's trying to get into the end zone. He's in the 10-5 touchdown PCM. Gatlin Bell on the with the interception with a touchdown. Third pick six of the game. Three defensive touchdowns, three pick sixes, four interceptions.
Final score, PCM 61, Sadell wondering what just happened. Indianola ventured to Johnston to take on the Dragons, and the Dragons were slayed. Heard live on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner and Rick Wilson.
Out left, Gordon out right. Now Erickson goes in motion. They actually hand it off to Kolarik. He finds Rumor on the left side. He has the first down and a lot more to the 30, to the 20. Jukes back inside to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. Kale Kolarik gets a 33-yard rush, and the Indians are on the board first. 8:29 left to go in quarter number one. Blocked, maybe tipped on the punt, and it's picked up by the Indians at the 30-yard line. Pepper caught it in the air at the 30 and ran it back to the 22. Mark Pepper. Kolarik gets it, pushes forward. Does he get in? He does. Falls into the end zone. Kale Kolarik scores his second touchdown of the game. 3:10 left to go in the first half. The Indians have a 13-7 lead. 31-yarder coming out for Steph Stark. 3:09 left to go in the third. Indians lead 14-7. Play clock winding down. Snap is good. Hold is good. The kick is up. It has the distance, and it is through the uprights and good. Indianola 17, Johnston 7. Where have I seen that score before? 2:59 left to go in the third quarter. Inside the McCoy True Value red zone. Kolarik with the direct snap. Gets it, pushes forward, gets to the 1. And does he push his way in? The referee says no. No, he does say touchdown. Kale Kolarik just keeps pushing and pushing and forces a 3-yard touchdown run, and the Indians are up 23-7. Out to the left is Gordon. Wide receiver split out left. Shivers split out right. Keel in the pistol. Drops back to pass. They do a fade out left to Gordon, and it is caught in the end zone.
Touchdown,
Indianola. Colton Gordon with the fade.
Final score, Indianola 30, Johnston 7. For the second straight week, Norwalk traveled to the far western reaches of Iowa, this time to Council Bluffs Lewis Central. You heard it live on KNIAKBLS.com, KNIA 3 with John Mowinkle and Chris Larson.
So they're going for it on fourth and goal from the 20. And a big opportunity now for this Norwalk defense. Camrad in the gun, back to throw on fourth and goal from the 20. To the 25, he steps up, and he's brought down. The ball is on the ground. It's picked up by the Titans, but it doesn't matter. It's a turnover on downs, and Norwalk takes over. Looking to throw, got time in the pocket, fires it deep to the end zone. Overshoots Fidones, picked up in the end zone. Please take a knee, yes. Carlson takes a knee in the end zone. Back to pass, Juergens fires it over the middle. It is caught. And that's a touchdown, Chase McKinney, as the Warriors get on the board for the first time tonight. It was a low pass. He dug it up and out of there into the end zone for the touchdown.
Final score, Lewis Central 35, Norwalk 7. Those were our top-tier highlights from last week on KNIA KRLS.